Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome back into Tomorrow in our 25th year on the air. We thank you for tuning into Tomorrow. We thank you in advance for calling in and participating on the program because you, yes, you make the show anytime 24/7 that you might think of a consumer tech issue that we can help you with, maybe a digital dilemma that we can solve, a question, a comment, maybe help for another listener you want to add to our answers. We love it when listeners help other listeners, too. We want to hear from you. And, of course, the easiest way is to use the new updated free Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and grab the app. And then use the audio option to message the studio. It works really well. You sound like you're right here next to us in the studio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-8255. Into. That's 800-899-4686 anytime, 24/7. What I think is most interesting about our next guest isn't necessarily what they do, but rather how they do it. The company focuses on doing digital marketing and business consulting work for both small businesses and Fortune 500 companies. But get this, they work in a very innovative way. The company's grown to over 100 people and have never had an office, and they have no plans to ever have an office. They're completely virtual, which is certainly what's driving most of us these days. Hybrid consulting and marketing services for a firm, the founding partner of Chameleon Collective and good friend of the show for many years, Freddie Laker. Freddie, welcome back into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks so much for inviting me back. I always love being on the show.
It's a pleasure to have you. And boy, we couldn't think of somebody more appropriate to speak to these days, which is why I was anxious to get you back on the show, because so many folks are working remotely. For many people, it's a brand new concept. For many businesses, it's a whole new concept. And they're facing big challenges in this current crisis that we're all going through. So we thought, to get you on to tell us not only your shared experiences, but how we can do this easily as an employee, as a company who needs to get their employees to work at home. I mean, we're hearing from a lot of our listeners that say, you know, boy, I thought I was busy at home on my computer in the evening, but now it's all day, every day, and it isn't just the computer. So many things to think about these days. Where do you start?
Yeah, it's pretty wild that, you know, a lot of the people that we chat with, you see all these different articles over the years about how to work from home and how to be a remote worker. But it's a whole different conversation to say, how do I take my entire culture, my entire company, and have them work remotely? And then not just for a day, for weeks or for potentially even months, God forbid. How are these companies going to adapt? And it's just like a completely different way of thinking about how you run a company. I spent the last couple of years, and I say this with a big smile on my face, thinking that we may have been a little crazy in this way we were working. We've learned how to do it really effectively. But now all of a sudden, all these other people are being forced to work the way that we spent 5 years figuring out how to work at. And all of a sudden, I feel like a lot of people are calling me for advice.
Yes. Well, like us, and understandably, because 'tis the season. You know, no one expected this. No one expected that flip a light switch and suddenly you're not able to go to work anymore. And now you're being thrust to do your work at home, which, of course, obviously most people are saying, hey, no problem. I'm happy to keep the job. I'll do whatever it takes. But companies, I think, are really facing an incredible challenge because it's either lay off workers or have them work at home. And now, in many cases, if you're running a warehouse or something, you obviously can't work from home. You need people to run a forklift and ship things and so forth. But it seems like so many administrative things and other things, marketing and whatnot, can easily be done from anywhere in the world. You don't have to physically be in the office.
Yeah, and it's, I think, you know, some of the stuff that people typically worry about with this is one thing to, you know, coordinate and be engaged and get your work done and be focused. But I think a lot of people now worry about, like, you know, how do you collaborate? How do you do meetings when there's large groups of people? You know, what happens even to your culture? The one thing or two we didn't anticipate over the last couple of years, which we're really watching people struggle with, though, is having their kids at home. A lot of people, one thing to work at home, another thing to work at home when you've got a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old kind of running around in the background.
And what a good point, Freddie, because you're right. Not only are the kids home because they have to be, and perhaps now, of course, add to your workload their home school workload if they're in school and they've got to do schoolwork and so forth, and then the dog barking and all the other things going on. I think most people, if you're set up like in a video conference call these days, you're pretty forgiving. You understand that what's going on. But you bring up a good point, and people tend to panic about, oh my gosh, yeah, I can work at home, but what about? What if? How do I? And et cetera. I don't think there's any real easy answer. You just got to cope, right?
Those people, I think, really got some extra things on their hands. They're going to have to try and figure out, and they really do. I think they just have to try and cope. So if you're working with people who are working from home right now and they've got kids, try your best to have some extra sympathy for them. But I can tell you some of the tricks we've learned that I think will be really useful, whether you're an individual working with a company, for a company that's forced you to work remotely, or you're a small business owner and all your team are at home. Here are some of the things we've learned make a really big difference. Obviously conference rooms and dial-in phone numbers have existed for a long time, but I really can't stress enough how important it is to get everyone on video. If they don't have a good webcam or they don't have a good microphone set so that you can hear them clearly, buy these for your workers, get Amazon to ship them or some whatever company to ship them to their house. The human nature, the visual communication is such a big part of how we communicate. Right now, it's also helping people with feelings of isolation. So as a Chameleon Collective, we're just militant about how we use video. Sometimes they even gift webcams to clients. But being able to see people's body language, being able to see smiles, and not just that, honestly, it helps people stay engaged. We live in a world of hyper multitasking. I'm going to openly admit, and I think I am, like many other people in this world, very easily distracted when I'm on my computer, whether it's social media, the onslaught of news, or even just your email popping up. And when you've got other people on video, you can see their eyes. They have to make eye contact with you. They have to be present and engaged. And it's really easy to, like I said, not be present and engaged. And that sense that the other person is in that moment with you is really, really important.
Oh, of course.
The second big thing that I think a lot of people need to really focus on right now is basically cloud-based collaborative tools. So, some of us who are out there and been using, Microsoft Word and Microsoft Excel, there are new versions of these tools like Office 365 that allow everything to work in the cloud. What does that really mean? It means that people can be inside a document and working on the same document at the same time, which is incredibly powerful when you've got a bunch of people working in different areas. Same thing obviously applies with Google Drive, which I'm a huge, or Google Suite, which I'm a big fan of. Mm-hmm. But just being able to make sure that you're using these collaborative tools and they're the new wave. And if you haven't adopted them already, now's the time to start moving to all these cloud-based tools, because you don't You don't want to be emailing documents around and the file server and things that other people may have been using to collaborate before inside their business. You know, are obviously not possible when everyone's remote.
And you're right. These tools are very easy to use, these cloud-based tools. I mean, if Office 365, for example, you're used to using Word and Excel and various things, PowerPoints, whatever you might be doing now, it's the same thing, only online. And, boy, you hit the nail on the head, Freddie, when you talked about collaborative efforts. It makes it really easy to do it.
And I think intertwined with this concept of collaboration is this concept we talk about a lot at Community Collective called over-communication. And we think over-communication is effectively the key to this new way of remote working. What does that mean? It means that when you know, you've got workers, or if you're an employee working in a company and you're remote, you know, and I'm just be really blunt, as I always am, when people can't see you working, there's this tendency for managers and so on to be concerned about your productivity. It's a lot of why people come into offices, there is managers and hierarchies, all these things. People want to know that everyone else is engaged in getting their job done. And I think when you're remote and people can't see you all day, it's really, really important that you, every day, whether it's in an email, giving an update to your colleagues or potentially your boss, you know, give an update of all the activities you completed that day, what you're working on. The next day, be like, hey, I completed all these things. Now this is what I'm working on. And it seems over the top sometimes to people, but actually over-communicating gives everyone peace of mind because everyone, it really, if you're in a business where outcomes are more important than just mindless, you know, wheel spinning, getting the sense that, you know, things are moving forward all the time is going to let everyone's shoulders dip down a little bit and get rid of some of that stress and worry that people have that, you know, well, out of sight, out of mind, you know, are they actually doing their work? You know, it's important to let people know what you're doing. And some people aren't comfortable with that level of communication, but if you want to be successful remote working, you've got to do it.
Freddie, there is so much more I want to learn from you and share with our audience, especially about the opportunity to work from home. I'm going to ask you to hold on just a moment. We're going to come right back and talk more with Freddie Laker, founding partner of ChameleonCollective.com. Be sure and check out his site, especially now, for so many cool tips. We're back as Into Tomorrow continues. We'll be right back.